You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast. With me today is a dude that does some amazing woodwork. He is a veteran. He's also been a police officer. His name is Matt with Lawless Woodworks. Dude, thanks for doing the show, man. It seems like it took forever for us to actually get on here.
I know, we kept missing each other. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Well, when you actually have a real job like you, like when you had, I understand why somebody can't drop whatever they're doing to hang out with me for a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably been about 2-3 weeks now. Not being a cop, it's kind of weird.
How's it been going for you though since you've gone full time with the woodwork?
It's been awesome. It's super weird. It's not like, you know, from right out of college, it was like something structured with the military, you know, paycheck every, you know, whatever it is, it's the exact same thing all the time. And it's like, it just comes in no matter what. Same thing with the policing. So this is like, it was definitely a giant leap and it's kind of sketchy, but it has been going good. I've been busy with it. So it's been fun.
Hey man, going into work for yourself though is the best thing ever. It's only made me lazier is the bad thing. Like now I know what hours I want to work. And if I'm not working those hours and I don't have nothing to do, dude, I'm a lazy piece of shit.
I love it. I love this. There's times like just knowing what you need to get done and you can get it done in a certain amount of time. And the rest of it's like, I can do more. I cannot do more. I can, you know, yesterday dropped off my son at daycare, but I was picking him up at noon. I had a couple things to do. By the time it was like, I'm not even going back to the house yet. And so I might as well have just taken him with me on these freaking errands. It made no sense. But then came back and got what I needed to do done for the day. You know, it has been awesome creating your own schedule. Well, the policing stuff, it was just like, it's 10 hour shifts and it was second shift. So it was 1 o'clock to 11 PM. So 4 days out of the week, I don't see if they're at school, I don't see them, you know, I can potentially bring them into school, but I'm going to bed at 1. So, I mean, my wife's usually bringing them in if it's super early. So it's like, there's more than half of the days I'm not seeing my kids. It's like, this is dumb. Like, it's just not working.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's actually funny. I was complete opposite fields of being a police officer, by the way, what I'm about to say. But I was talking to a young lady the other day on social media, and she just happens to be a stripper. She just so happens to be a stripper. But she used to be an RN. And she's got three kids. And she just went through a divorce and all this kind of stuff. And she decided...
This is like the beginning to a weird porn or something.
Pretty much. A police officer, a podcaster, and a stripper all meet. She found out that she could work 2 days a week instead of working 60 plus hours being an RN a week, because they had to do overtime where she was at.
She's like, later.
Yeah, and she was like, you know what? While I'm still young and while I can still turn it on and use my body to make triple the amount, I'm doing it.
Yeah. And nursing isn't going anywhere. I mean, worst case scenario, go back. I mean, it was the same thing with me. It was like our department was like 300 cops short. It was like, go do it later. If it doesn't work, you go back anyway, you know?
I mean, probably even with like you, all you got to do is keep your certification or something, right?
Yeah. So there's some different things I can do. There's like part-time departments like in the area, and you know, you can go be like a school resource officer for 10 hours a week or 10 hours a month and just keep the cert up, which I might. I don't know. If this is going on the trajectory of what it's been doing and it's working, I mean, this is just going to transform from what it is to just different stuff. You know, I'm enjoying it.
Well, that's cool. Well, before we get into you telling folks about some of your woodwork and all that kind of stuff, kind of give everybody like a description of you, like your background and everything, like where you came from to get to where you're at now.
Yeah. I grew up with my mom in Connecticut. I ended up going to college in West Haven at University of New Haven for my bachelor's in criminal justice. And then I went back for my master's in criminal justice management. I was trying to be a cop at that time, which was super difficult with no work experience, like a lot of jobs where, you know, you go to college and it was useless. And why did I do that? So trying to get a job being a cop, and, you know, there's 600 applicants and there's a bunch of, you know, prior military are getting the jobs and lateral transfers. So I ended up joining the Army in 2011 with an 18. It's called an 18 X-ray contract. It's basically to try to go get your Green Beret. And so I did that, and three years of training later in 2015, I got that. And I went to fifth group at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And we lived right on the other side in Tennessee for a couple of years. Got out in 2018 from active duty. I'm in the National Guard now. For North Carolina, and became a police officer in Charlotte.
That's cool.
And as of about two and a half weeks ago, I'm no longer over there. I'm doing this, doing lawless. So,
well, thank you for all of your service, by the way. We
thank you.
We love our military and our police officers on this show.
Oh yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
Well, so how'd you get into the woodwork? Like, what kind of got you involved in that?
So I'd say, like, as a kid, my grandfather, he did a lot of woodworking. I didn't think it had like a giant effect on me, but it had to have. So he used to show me stuff. I have a couple of his like little things that he's made. He just did it as like, you know, retired hobby type thing, but he had a big old workshop in his basement. I made a flag for myself. Like for the first time, just like screwing around. I mean, I had tools. It was like the normal tools, like guide tools that you need to like get stuff done around the house. That's it. I didn't have anything crazy. Ended up making a flag. It was the shittiest thing you've ever seen. It was like just straight trash. Not proportionate. Like nothing about it was something that I was going to hang up on any wall, even in the garage. I tossed it. I did another one. It was better. It was still shitty, but it was better. I ended up making one for my son. It's in his room right now. The stars are literally upside down and it's still in his room. Which if you make one, I mean, you don't realize it. And then I think I put it on Facebook and it was like, hey, yeah, nice job, idiot. Like basically like just putting on stars wrong. And, people started asking, like, hey, can you make one? Friends, family, that type of thing. And like we were talking about, it's just, you know, social media. Social media is crazy. I just kept doing it like as a hobby. And it was like, instead of working off duty as a cop, like sitting at, you know, some supermarket watching people try to steal, this was something I could do instead of that, and be home and hang out with the kids. It just got to the point where it was like, I'm putting a decent amount of time into this. They're getting better. People are starting to buy them. They're seeing things on TikTok. It was, I had a couple things that blew up. And I mean, you know how social media is, it's weird. It's a weird, weird place.
It gets weirder by the day too, dude. I know when I first got turned onto your videos, I can't remember who was tagging me in them, but I see a lot of people that do what you do, but yours is, for some reason, like, I love the waves that you put into them in the first place. I love the videos that you make with them. It just seems like you know what you're doing as far as marketing goes with it, but then you got the product that matches it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. That is for sure. I didn't know it. I mean, this was me messing around. The TikTok was made, and it was like my daughter running around, like being a lunatic at first. So it had nothing to do with the business or anything. And it also, I didn't plan on making this. It wasn't like I'm going to grow this until it's, you know, something I can quit my job for. Like I liked policing in general. Policing in the U.S. sucks, but I liked it. It was fun. It's a fun job. But I didn't. This wasn't a plan at all. It was not a plan. It's just being creative, messing with new stuff. Like the wavy ones aren't even. I haven't even been doing them that long in comparison to like the custom flags that I've done that are flat. It's just something blows up, and it's like now you make enough of them, they're gonna keep getting better. Using the epoxy, making them shiny. It's a little bit different than what some people do, and some people are just not willing to go buy all the stuff that you need to be able to make it yourself. Because a lot of people are like, I can do that. I'm not, you know, it's not Monet, you know, it's not crazy. You can go do this. It's just, yeah, you need some practice, but you need the tools for it. You need to screw up a bunch of times, and people, you know, I think they like some of the story too. It's like military policing stuff. I mean, it's like, I get it.
I know it works for you. I promise you. It got me. Yeah. I like it. You got any favorites that you've done?
This thing behind, well, that behind me, that one is the one that's got like, there's a video that I tagged, or that I pinned to my TikTok page. That's the one that has like 15 million. That's like the Super Bowl ring. So I have it up in the bonus room sitting there. I don't know. I've made one. I had a buddy that knew, do you know NASCAR at all?
I know a little bit about it.
Well, so Denny Hamlin lives up on Lake. I mean, he's up on Lake Norman. But I have a buddy that grew up with him, and basically got a photo for his birthday, got him a flag that had like his 11 on it with checkered lines through it, like the flag, like, you know, the checkered flag, and gave that to him. So I have a picture with, you know, Denny holding one of my flags at his house. Black Rifle Coffee Company, when they got bought out. The company that bought them, they ordered eight flags that with the Black Rifle Coffee Company logo. So the CEO, which is Evan Hafer, which was, he's a Green Beret also. He took a photo of the one that he received from them in his podcast studio, which was sick. I don't know. It's just been fun. It's been weird. And that's the biggest thing. Like I said, it's like doing stuff like this. This is fun. This is like, I mean, it's like being able to meet new people and to network. It's like, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything better. It's just, you know, growing a network where you can hang out and talk to new people that I would have never talked. I mean, why would we have ever spoken before? You know, if TikTok didn't exist, or like, you know, I wasn't doing it. It's so weird.
Well, there's a good chance that I would have got arrested for a DUI or something in North Carolina. That would have been,
dude. I'm not doing a DUI, so it doesn't. You wouldn't. I would have brought you home. Don't worry. There's too much paperwork with that crap. It's not worth it.
You might have just became my favorite cop ever. it was funny to me a while ago whenever you said that policing in the United States sucked. because
I
started thinking about it, and I was like, I bet as many people that actually support police officers, when they find out your backstory and the quality of work that you do, I bet you they do order the shit out of flags. And then as soon as you said Black Rifle Coffee Company and Denny Hamlin, I was like, you know what? I get it. Like I get it. You want to support good people.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. Like I said, it's freaking social media is weird. Networking is awesome. I'm doing something that I like. So, I mean, that's the difference. Just having fun with something. Then it's like, I bought a CNC machine. So it's like, I can start doing some crazy engravings and stuff. It's just,
What's a CNC machine?
So a CNC machine is basically like, you know, a router that you'd buy at Home Depot. This basically, actually, I can bring you downstairs in a couple minutes. You got to remind me.
Okay.
It's just a machine that holds the router on like an X and Y axis. So this whole thing moves the router on top of wood, and the computer program is telling it what to cut.
Okay.
That's all it's doing. I have something. Yeah, you're gonna have to remind me in a couple minutes. We'll go downstairs. I have a couple of things. It's like you can do anything with it, honestly. Like if I wanted to start making wavy flags on that, if you can figure out the programming, it'll bring this router up and down and up and around this whole piece of wood and basically do it for you. It might take 8 hours, but you just let it sit there and you walk away and do something else. It's just going to be fun. It's like a 4-foot by 3-foot thing where it's like, you could put a piece of plywood on here and go make whatever. It's like, just go have whatever you want. I've been messing with deep pour epoxy stuff a lot. So you've seen like river tables and stuff. Yeah. That stuff's fun too. And it's like, they're big pieces. It's like, yeah, you might have a slab of wood that costs $200 and $200 worth of like deep pour epoxy, but it's like, if this is going to be a centerpiece for, you know, your office or your living room or whatever, your podcast studio, I mean, you know, people are willing to spend some money to, you know, it's not something you can go do on your own if you haven't messed with epoxy. So it's just moving towards new stuff. That's all.
Yeah. Funny story about epoxy. So, I wanted
to get weird or what?
Everything gets weird here, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
So one of my buddies, when I first opened up the studio 2 years ago, I wanted a farm style table for like my table as far as the setup and us recording everything around or whatever. Well, I just got him to build it for me, the color, the paint and everything that I wanted it and all that kind of stuff. And then I was going to do the epoxy seal on top of it. I was like, okay, I'm going to make this look good or whatever.
Have you worked with it before?
Fuck no.
You ruined this whole thing.
I never put it. luckily, I was smart enough to know that you don't try on what you want to do it on first. Like, so I got some other
stuff. All right. Better than a lot of people.
I tried on some other stuff.
Something I would have done.
I very quickly learned that I'm not a man. That if pouring epoxy and making it look smooth qualifies you as a man, I'll never be a man. Because it was so complicated, you wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah, it depends on the, there's a bazillion different types of epoxies, like just like there's a million types of paint kind of. And then it's like the amount, you just stir the 2-to-1 ratio, just stir it. It's like, okay, well, you stir it too long and it's going to turn into a concrete block and it's going to melt through the plastic because it's going to have a chemical reaction and like screw up your whole table. There's a lot of random stuff going to epoxy. So,
yeah.
So did you end up having him do it or what?
No, I just never finished messing with it. I just said the hell with it. I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. It was a pain in the ass. Really was. That's why I appreciate like
And it's nasty.
The stuff that you do, like, because you make it look so good.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that looks so smooth.
I gotta fix this so you can see.
There you go.
But yeah, so I did two of these yesterday, but just like little fat girl.
Let me ask you, if somebody, I'm guessing you have a website and everything, right?
Yeah, it's lawlesswoodworks.com.
Okay. What would something, what's that, probably like a 2 foot sign?
That's 18 inches.
18 inches.
So I either do the 18 or the, what, that, that's 36.
Okay. What is like those costs if somebody wanted to go order one?
They're between $4 and $6.75.
That's not bad. That's not bad, though.
For the epoxy. Yeah. Yeah, the prices have changed, but it's like I'm also, you know, buying nicer stuff, the epoxy, buying in 3 gallon, you know, 3 gallon batches. No, they're not super cheap. I know that. It's like,
yeah, but it's the quality, though. Like it's the,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can go get a shitty one from a flea market somewhere and it's not going to look half as good as what you're sitting there making. I mean, that,
yeah. If you want like a barnwood door, farmhouse flag, it's like, you're using material that you found. I mean, it's going to cost less, that might be what you want, depending on what, you know, where you're putting it. It's like, it just depends.
Yeah. Yours is more upscale. I think those prices are just fine. Like I, for a more upscale, cause yours is like a centerpiece. As I'm sitting here looking at the ones on your wall and the stuff I've seen that you do, like, it's not the common everyday thing.
Like the, here, I'm screwing this up, but hold on, I could just flip this around, can I? Yeah, like, so people have bought custom ones like that, where it's like, I can put your logo or whatever it is you want on there, can throw that on there. I mean, I friggin' mounted one of my AR pistols on on one. I've made
that's how you need to sell them right there. That,
no, I know.
Oh, so, my God.
Well, and then, so what I can do is, like, actually, with the CNC machine, print, like, the thing that's holding the gun on there.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, so you could just, and so, then you still got, and you got a magazine sitting on the bottom.
So, everybody that is listening to this, I'm going to post this.
Yeah, sorry, I know we're on a podcast.
No, like, you're fine. I'm going to post this on YouTube, too. But, for everybody that's just listening to the audio of this, describe kind of in detail that right there, because that one with your AR on it is probably, I just imagine a lot of hunters, a lot of gunsmen that are going to love that.
Yeah. So it just has a mount that goes into the magazine well, and then the opposite section of the mount can hold a magazine upside down, so you don't actually have the magazine in the firearm. So you can keep it on the wall, so you can actually, I mean, you just saw me grab it off. It takes 2 seconds to grab it off. I didn't even really focus on the stars. Those are all 9mm casings.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And this is an old one. This is like one of my old flags. Like, they look better, like, see, it's just like how I ended up doing it.
Yeah,
this, I learning, you know, how to burn it right, where you're not doing it too much, you're not like, I don't, it's all splotchy here. Like, this is an old ass, this is like a year and a half old flag.
I don't think it looks splotchy at all. I actually like that. I like that it looks weathered.
Yeah, so like this is that one that blew up a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's like, it's just smoother in general, you know what I mean? That's like the wood grain, not burning it too much. I'm going to start messing with these more. So it's like all my coins from like the military and policing coin holder, but I backlit like a walnut frame. So it basically, the biggest thing is just like messing around with new stuff. I wasn't able to mess around with new things once I started taking a bunch of orders, you know. It's like, okay, well, I have to make what I have to make. It is what it is. So now it's like, okay, well, 3 days out of the week, I'm working on orders. And, you know, the other time I can be friggin' talking to you on this, I could be, you know, whatever. I could just go make something different.
Yeah. Are orders coming in pretty steadily right now?
Yeah. So it's just me. So it's like a water fountain that I like turn on and then immediately turn off. So I'll do like releases once every week or once every 2 weeks. And it'll be like a Friday or Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And it's like, hey, I'm releasing 10 of the, you know, the large wavies. That's what's really been going, the wavy flags. I did a Texas wavy I did a thin blue line wavy. But I'll like, hey, I'm releasing 10 at 8, and they're usually gone within 25 minutes.
That's awesome. And then it,
and then that's like my weeks of work. Like, okay, I do 2 a day and then mess with, you know, other stuff.
So what do you do? You don't like over do it because it's just you. You don't take on more orders.
Oh, I've never had the wavy ones. I've never had it where it was like they're just there available for anybody to buy. Because at one point it was like, okay, well, I'm selling too many. I have to turn this off. And then from then on, I just did it where it was releases. And it also gives people, you know, a frame of reference when they're going to get it. Like, I don't want you to buy something that you're going to get in 3 months. I want it out in a month. Like 4 to 6 weeks is max. And usually I try to get them out by 3 weeks so that, you know, people are surprised they get it early.
I really appreciate that about you, to be honest. One of the things that I try to tell people, I've been doing this now for like 7 years, working in social media, between working in radio to doing my show the past 2 years, and everything.
Yeah, got somebody new that's going to be bothering you, then I'm going to be up your butt.
You can be up my ass all the time. I'll help you. If you don't think I'm going to try to do some trade with you and put you as a sponsor on this show and get something for the studio, you're crazy. Anyway.
Oh, dude, I'd love to make something for you.
So we can be boys. Sweet. But one thing that a lot of people don't understand when it comes to this stuff, especially when you're first getting started, is you're not supposed to oversell yourself anyway. So like a TV show that you really like usually only comes on once a week, and it like literally builds up anticipation for that all week. And then you watch it and you're super satisfied. You're also miserable. You got to wait another week, but then the second it starts to come on, you know where you're going to be. So you doing only a certain amount of releases for like that kind of flag a week. I would imagine that the bigger you get and the more you sell, dude, you're never going to have a problem getting rid of them, doing them that way, because you're not making, you're literally begging, you're creating your consumer, like creating the demand.
I don't know. It's just like incrementally over the last, like, you know, 2 years from being nothing to like starting to sell stuff and then to where it is now, it's like, I didn't realize I was building a business, honestly. Like, I wasn't thinking of it that way in my head. It was just like, this is extra money and this is fun, and I can be in the garage, I can have a beer, I can watch some TV, and the kids can be running.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like, this is sweet. But then it was like, all right, I'm buying t-shirts. Like, why am I buying t-shirts if it's like, I started this marketing crap where it was like, and it was just behind my, I was just doing it. It was like, well, why wouldn't I be marketing it if I'm trying to sell it? It's like, I built something that I didn't plan on. It wasn't from the get-go, like, I need to, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to try to make it a career. It was like, I'd say 2 months ago, there was still no, like, in my head, I had thought about it a couple times. Like, I put on social media and Facebook, like on my personal page on April 1st, I was like, well, I really want to appreciate, or I want to thank everybody at Charlotte Police Department. But I'm leaving and I'm going to do Lawless full time. And it was like an April Fool's joke. And it's like a few months later, it's like, okay, well, I'm actually doing this. So it's just been super weird.
Yeah, I have to have the conversation with a lot of people because my TikTok following isn't the biggest. It's not the smallest. I think it's like 300,000, something like that. But you'll get people that want to quit their jobs and they want to do shit at fucking 5,000 people, 10,000 people or whatever. And they'll reach out to me and they'll be like, hey, what do I need to do to turn this into a business? And I tell them every single time, you don't turn it into a business. You kind of let it turn itself into a business.
Like, let it go.
You wait until you literally know that it, you really don't think it can fail. That's what happened with me back in the day. Like, I literally was still working one job, and the stuff that I was posting on social media before I got into radio, there was people like wanting shirts with my face on it. Shirts with say,
you're like, that, what the
fuck? I was like, why? Why do you want something that my dumbass said? Like, I don't understand. Awesome. People inviting me to events to host them and everything like that. Like, I let it develop itself until it was already a job before I made it a job.
Right. Because if it's not and you're just jumping in, it's like you're even more blind. And it's just like you're I mean, it might work. You can fall on your face really fast.
And then it's been funny because you'll see these people, dude, that aren't creative like you. And what they do is they'll build like this big ass following. And then they'll let somebody else take over like their merchandise or take over what they're doing creatively. And it's just generic bullshit and nobody will buy it. And people are like, what's going on here? Like, I've got this huge following. Why aren't these folks buying it? Well, if you can go get the same thing at 30 different places, you're probably going to find the one that's the cheapest, or you're going to find the one.
Right. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense not to. So when you have something that's authentic, like you, like there's probably a lot of people that make those flags, but not with your backstory, not with the quality, like not with all that. Like, you got the perfect puzzle pieces to where it was probably a really good business decision for you to do it.
Yeah, I had somebody that I've talked to. We actually Zoomed a couple days ago, but he owned a big company with his brother, and they sold recently. Like, but for, I mean, it was a like 6,000 employee type company. Like, he's got a bunch of money, and he's retired, and he's looking at like investing into companies, and he like reached out, and we were having the same exact conversation. It was just like, he's like, I like what you do. Like, I bought three of your flags. Like, I like this shit. It's like, it's the story. It's just how everything is meshed together. And I think it was just because it was like organic and not forced and not, you know, it just happened. And I think that's the best way to go about it. Just like you're saying.
Well, I think that's the only, of course, success can't be guaranteed. But I think when it's organic like that and it's already developed on its own, I think it's pretty good chance, like 90% chance for success. If you're already like, because you're only going to go up from here. I mean, you might be doing 10 releases now on a Friday, but there's no way in a month or two from now, if you know you keep growing, you might get another one of those machines, and then you do 20, and then 20 is going to turn into 30. I mean, that's what it's going to do.
Well, I have a two and a half year old, a 5 year old, a wife. I was working at the police department. I got on the SWAT team last year. I was like, so there's call outs, and I was doing this part time, and I was still like, this was our fun money. This was like all this extra like money coming in from something I was putting part time, you know, effort into. And granted, it was like starting to push a little bit more. You know, I was putting too much time in it. It was like something I had to give. It's like, okay, I was doing this so I could hang out with the kids at home, but it's like, okay, well, it's not that easy to run them like a saw with, you know, my 2-year-old running around. So something had to give. The police department gave.
I don't blame you, dude. Have you thought about reaching out to like, I'm just trying to think. Let's just say my buddy Justin Danger, Justin Nunley, the guy
He commented on one of my videos. He's like, yeah, I have to get one of these. But I mean, you gotta help me out with that guy.
I'll help you. That's what I'm gonna say. if you were to send, I don't know, or hook him, John Michael, who does the breadstick Ricky, the big mouth filter and everything on his pictures, what you hook you hook a couple people up with something like a custom piece or whatever, and they share it, Oh my God, dude, you would have 1,000 orders like overnight because there's no way they wouldn't share your stuff. That's what I do. Like, I'm real picky about the people that I deal with in the first place. With my show having the success that it's had in the past 2 years and being in the top 1% in the world, like I kind of pick and choose who I want on the show. When I first started, if you had a following and I thought you were going to help my show, I'd have you on the show. But now, like I look for genuine people with good stories that I can be buddies with and everything like that. And it's literally, you said the word earlier, networking. You pick the right people to network with. Like, Justin is a pain in my ass. We played golf and he talked the most shit the other day, but he's a good dude. Like, and all it would take is him sharing that stuff. And then you got every guy in NASCAR wanting to get one. I mean, it's stupid. It's social media. I give out a lot of freebies or I help a lot of people or whatever, just because
that's you.
Yeah. Well, it is, but it comes back around. Like, I don't do it just to help me, but at the same time, if you're a good person and you're pushing the right stuff and you're helping the right people, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna get a little something out of it.
Oh yeah. I ended up messaging your buddy, but I mean, he's got, you know, yeah, I'm not getting through to when he had that comment. It was like, I'm sure his phone just, he has like a phone that he just sits there that just like dings all day. But yeah, let me know. And then we got to get something for your, the studio.
Yeah. I would love that. I would love it. I've got a place that's right. I'll show you, whenever we get off here. But I've got a place that's like, it's just a flag now. Like I was down in Biloxi, probably about 2-3 years ago, and there was a dude out of a back of a van right outside the casino, and he was selling Second Amendment American flags, and I was drunk and I was like, you know what,
you bought six.
I was like, I want one, let's go. So like, it's like kind of a centerpiece in here now, but there needs to be something way better there. Because my studio is decorated very well, but there's this one wall that is just like, I just got this flag that is just like, it's just random.
We got to, fill it. Where are you?
In Cochran, Georgia.
Cochran, Georgia. Okay. Cause I mean, I've done 5-foot flags too. It's just, you can ship them. It's just freaking, they're heavy as hell.
I'd probably come to you. Are we meeting in the middle or something like that, dude?
Charlotte area. If you're ever in the Charlotte area, you gotta let me know. Go have a beer.
Oh, absolutely. You ain't gotta convince me twice of that. are you just gonna stick to flags, or is there any other custom pieces or anything like you want to like work towards?
No, so I can show you some random stuff around the house, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Which doesn't help the video that much, but like I've done just random stuff. Like, oh, actually, I made this whole damn table. I wasn't even going to show you the table.
I don't know why. That's badass.
It's in epoxy. It's all rounds. It's all 5.56 and 9mm 45.
Awesome.
I made that for myself. Like, I'm not even right now. It's like, I'm busy enough with the flags that I'm messing around, you know, to see what I can do, but it needs to be worth it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm making something that takes me, you know, 2 days to make, and it just wasn't worth it, like, you know, paying myself as well, then I don't know. I made this thing like messing with the deep pour epoxy is fun. Coloring epoxy.
If I was you, I would take every piece of like custom work that I did, I'd put on my website. I would jack the price up. I'd jack the price up, but I would like put on there like, this is a custom piece. You're going to pay X amount for it or whatever, you know. I'd pay myself very well for it, but it looks so good. People would pay out the ass for that. I mean, you could tell like,
I'm still trying to look.
It's like when you go to Farmer's Furniture or some shit, and you know that the furniture is just shit after you've actually sat on somebody's furniture that's good. Like you can tell you can tell the stuff that you make is like extremely good quality just from looking at it.
It's just been, it's like just messing with stuff over and over and over. It's like, I can guarantee you I made some small wavy flags like this and it was garbage. I'm like messing with, so the CNC machine can do this. So it cut the wording in cursive, and then I can fill it with epoxy. And so this actually, this top piece, this is all like completely flat, like once you sand it, but this top piece is all like in, it's a glow in the dark epoxy.
Oh, so, dude, like, that's cool.
So like this is what it looks like after you pour it. Now, once I sand it, it'll look like that other piece. But just the messing with the different epoxies, like the glitter, I mean, there's all sorts of craziness, but that's the CNC machine.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So basically you run a program through the tablet, and then all it is a Makita router that's going left, right, up, down, side to side.
What is that? What is that piece on the back wall with the neon in the middle?
Oh, I made that flag. That's an old one though. So this is that'd be a 5-foot flag, but I ended up buying
a neon sign. How you got that set up is awesome.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm doing everything out of my damn garage. I mean, it's like, I don't have any room to hold stuff here because I don't need to, because it goes right out.
Dude, this exceptional work, man.
I made this the other day just messing around because I wanted to try having like a piece of wood behind it.
Yeah. When you say a piece of wood behind it, kind of describe a little bit to the listener.
Well, so there's I cut a hole in the top piece of this flag and then had this down set. So it's got like a rim to it.
I see it.
Yeah. Oh, and dude. And then painted that and then had the eagle there. I keep forgetting that we're all audio. So this is.
You're cool. You're cool. I'm enjoying it. Don't worry, I'm definitely uploading this to YouTube because I want people to check it out.
Yeah, sweet. But yeah, I mean, it's been super weird.
How many have you messed up and just said and like had to completely start over?
Oh, I mean, I have one messed up right here. I did it the other week. This is actually I'm in contact with an NFL quarterback coach. I have to remake this. I just got the Purdue sticker back because I had made this so damn dark. So it was like, it has the Purdue logo on it. It just went so damn dark that it was like, oh, I ruined it. Cool. So this is just nothing now. So I have to redo his. I'll send it to you when I actually finish it. But so he's got a quarterback, from Purdue. The quarterback right now for Purdue is getting married. Probably shouldn't say this on here, but
it'll be okay. Yeah, fuck it.
It'll wash out. So just go, like, that's again like freaking networking. There's a guy that I've been talking to for probably 2 months now. He's opening up a shop in Tennessee, and like a boutique-y type shop that you would think that you'd see like some of these flags in. And he wants like, you know, 3 or 4 in there at all times. He's also there. Like, he knows Kid Rock, you know, like, so it's like, you just, it's the same thing. It's just like talking to you, you know, people have being on here with you. It's just like, it's all it is. It's just fun.
When you start your own business, that's the only way to do it. I'm on the road so much, but people don't understand. Like, if you don't get out, you don't network, if you're not constantly talking to new people, you're missing out on so many opportunities. You're missing out on so much money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, every order that I get, I will, when I'm making it, like, I haven't texted these two yet, but so on my site, so this is what I was doing in that video that I had sent you. Making two of the wavy flags that I'll start painting when we get off. I end up texting people and showing them like prior to it being done, you know, this, like, I'm working on your I'm working on your shit, and there's probably going to be a TikTok about it. So I'll send you that when I'm done with it. And just being able to, you know, now people have my phone number, you know, I've messaged almost every damn person that has bought from me as a chief of police out in, you know, Florida that, you know, I wouldn't have known if I didn't, if I just took the order, sent the order and wham, bam, you know, talk to you later. It's like,
you know,
just being able to meet people.
You know, it'd be really good content for you.
Tell me.
And it would help network you a lot. I would tell everybody that I sent the flag to, that I mailed it out to please record and get a reaction video.
I've had a couple, but they usually send it to me, and I have them. I need to. Yeah. Are you saying more have them post the reaction and then, well, I repost it, or?
Yeah, well, like what I would do is I would tell them for them to post it, of course, like, and then you maybe do edit or something like that. Just like you just like from the start to finish, I guess is what I'm kind of saying, like a whole progress video. You start making it, you ship it out, then them opening up, get the reaction, like you posting that whole damn thing.
Yeah.
The whole damn thing. That would be cool. Like just to see how happy, especially like the custom pieces, because I would imagine some of it, like you're probably going to get some wives or girlfriends or something, or children that buy stuff for their fathers, or maybe vice versa.
I'd say it's probably more so.
Yeah.
Based on pricing and based on like, oh, this would be an awesome gift.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably more, they're more gifts than for personal, if I had to guess, when talking to people.
I would imagine that some of them kind of get emotional with it, though. Like if you put like a military insignia or something like that.
I've sold a bunch of the Freedom Isn't Free ones, and they've gone to a, you know, obviously like older veterans, and yeah, it's a big. I do need to get more of those videos.
I mean, that would be like that. Just in my mind, reaction videos is what always gets people, because there's like one reaction video that I'm a crybaby anyway. But whenever you get like the service members that either show up at an event and the family member didn't know that they were showing up at the event or something along those lines,
I was in the military and
those always, they touch somebody because you can kind of see the heartstrings get pulled. And there's no way with what you do and the stuff that you make, somebody's not getting emotional.
I want to get, and that would be that'd be perfect for, I feel like YouTube stuff. I've only been messing with, you know, I've been trying to push Instagram a little bit just because TikTok sketches me out in the sense of like, in case I get, you know, I had an account warning for months. It's like, I make fucking flags. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what did I do? You know, it's like you have an account warning for bullying. It's like, what did I do now?
If you made,
and it was a friend that came on a live, and she's like, these things suck. And I was like, you're trash. And like on a live. And I was like, are you kidding me? So it's like, if most of my marketing comes through this and it just disappears, I need my Facebook, my Instagram, you know, it's like, you know that, I mean, you know, all that stuff. It's like, you need to have different methods, and some people aren't on TikTok, you know, so you want people to see your stuff on other platforms.
Yeah. I think TikTok is also too, I think it's going to, I mean, everything goes away. Like the popularity of something goes away anyway, but TikTok, Instagram and Facebook are the only two that have held out this long.
I know.
I think TikTok will be around for a little while, but the account warnings and the bullshit on there, I keep one. And I do talk shit. Like I do say some bad stuff. Yeah,
but if you're not, you know, worried about it,
yeah,
it doesn't even, you know, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. If that's how, for me, if it's like I'm using it as my lead for marketing, you know, because if you can go look at my site, like if you go look at the analytics of it, it's like, oh, you have a video that had 1.2 million and it like correlates with sales, like obviously. That's how that works. So just growing the Instagram and Facebook, and some of it's not having enough time, like the what you just said, like doing a start to finish and a reaction video, it's like that would be a great YouTube where it's like, it's just, you know, 4 or 5 minutes long. It doesn't have to be crazy. And just, so I've been adding TikToks to YouTube just to get it like started. But that's definitely in the future. I gotta.
Yeah, YouTube is a bitch. I have a lot.
Why? Tell me why.
Well, I have a lot of artists that do my show, like country artists. And the second that a song is played, it automatically gets took down. Like it's stupid. For copyright.
It's a whole fucking point
yeah, and it's like, excuse me, this is their music. Or it'll be like them covering something on my show. But then it's like, hold up, I can go to YouTube and I can listen to other people cover songs, and I know they don't own the rights to these songs. Why are you taking my stuff down? Like is it
just because of the bigger following?
I don't know. Cause
I don't understand half of this shit. So
I don't either. I get pissed off. I was telling Jesse Whitley the other day, back when I worked in country radio, dude, everything was laid out for me. I'm like, all I had to do was show up, hit a button, talk, and I was done.
I was listening. Yeah.
Yeah. And now like I have to learn every little thing. And I hate half of this shit. I hate half the people I got to deal with. I hate half the stuff that you got to do. I hate making myself like an asshole sometimes. But, like, it's a necessary evil. And YouTube's one of those things, man. I just can't. It's the only one I can't figure out of all the platforms.
Yeah, which would make it extremely frustrating, especially when you're trying to edit or trying to make it as good as possible. And it's like, why? What? Why isn't this working?
Why am I even doing this with you? I don't even know.
This is not worth it.
No. Well, real quick before we get off here, man, drop your website and your social media handles and all that kind of stuff again, and let people know the next time you're doing a release.
Yeah. So everything's going to be on lawlesswoodworks.com. That's the site. Every social media that I have, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are all under Lawless Woodworks, no space. So LAWLESS Woodworks. And then, yeah, it's honestly probably going to be Friday night because that's what I've been doing. It's not like this is not even planned, but I would say Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll do a release. I think I'm going to end up, I was talking to somebody about releasing, you know, 10 to 15 of them. And one of those orders being either half off or free, but no one will know until I do a drawing after.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think that'll be something that I can do, going forward. That'll be fun. And keep it like a little game every week where it's like, yeah. Like I said, I know they're not cheap, but it's like, you got a 1 in 10 or 1 in 15 chance of getting a free flag. It's like, I mean, it might be worth it and have a little fun online, the live or something to let that person know.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Remind me whenever we get off here, we'll talk for a minute or whatever. But I want to get you hooked up with, if you're not already, with the guys I know from Mission 22, Creative Vets in Nashville, some stuff like that, because I know that they would love your stuff. I'm just trying to think, because you're such a solid fucking dude too, but I'm trying to think of like organizations that I can hook you up with that they might buy one or two from you, but then every member that they have are going to see it and they're gonna be like, of course I want one. Like, I mean, they just look too good.
Yeah. I really appreciate that, man. You've been doing this for a long minute now. And so any advice and anybody you can hook me up with, I'd really appreciate it. I do appreciate that. But we definitely need to get a flag in your studio.
I'll tell you what, if you can get one that's like, what's the size of a regular flag? 5 foot? Is that what they normally
are? No, they're 3 foot. So 36 inches across is the normal. I can do a 5 foot flag, but I haven't done any 5 foot wavy flags.
I would want like a 5 foot flat one. I'm trying to think of what to put on the main wall I was telling you about to take the regular old Second Amendment flag that I have down and put
whatever you want, and
put something of yours up right here in the middle of our main room at the studio.
Yeah. That'd be too easy. I mean, I could get that done this week. I don't care.
Sweet. Let's do it. We'll talk about when we get off in just a second. All right. Well, man, Matt, I sure appreciate it. Y'all check out Lawless Woodworks on all major platforms. Order something from this man. If you ain't checked out his work yet, you are missing out. And, dude, I just appreciate you taking some time and hanging out with me today.
Josh, thank you so much, man.
You're welcome, brother. All right, folks.
Long time coming.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll catch all y'all next time.